Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, January 12th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. The reading for today, we're on in the Big Book, Alcoholics Anonymous, page 55, the first paragraph. Yet we had been seeing another kind of flight, and it ends with tell ourselves it wasn't true. We'll be studying that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Karen W., the 12 Traditions, Liz A., the readers of the text are Shelley E., Leslie M., and Reggie O. The share ID for Wednesday, January 11th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,841. That's 19841. And for Thursday, January 12th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,843. That's 19843. And our newcomer greeter is Jody E., and the announcements person is Leslie W. Overeaters Anonymous, OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery, and I will now ask Karen W. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. I am Karen W., recovering compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York, and here are the 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.
And thank you very much, Karen W., and I will now ask Liz A. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Liz A., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Los Angeles, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me do service.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Liz A. Thank you. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinent requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 55. The first paragraph at the top begins with, "Yet we had been seeing another kind of flight," ending with, "Tell ourselves it wasn't true." And I'm going to ask Shelley E. to get us started. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 55. "Yet we had been seeing another kind of flight, a spiritual liberation from this world, people who rose above their problems. They said God made these things possible, and we only smiled. We'd seen spiritual release, but liked to tell ourselves it wasn't true." Thank you for allowing me to do this service. When I was first reading, I've heard some wonderful shares this morning on this paragraph. It reminded me of certain things, like things I used to believe about myself, being I wasn't gaining weight, my clothes were just shrinking in the dryer, or I don't know, there were just certain things that I always could believe about myself that weren't true. I know when I first entered the room that I heard a lot of God, instead of higher power, which I think a lot of people can relate to higher power. Myself, I use God, but for other people, higher power, it's awesome. That's exactly what our Big Book tells us. But when I first entered the rooms, I heard only God, and I left. And that was in my early 20s. And I thought, I'm not one of these people. This is bullshit. I'm not doing this. It took me until I was about 57, I think, to be on my knees, desperate. I had weight to lose, and I have lost a lot. I've given a lot of weight up. I've done that I had done that at that point several times. What I didn't have was the, I didn't have higher power, and I didn't have the calm, everyday reliance that I have now. My head was just crazy. I didn't even know what a food fog was. But when I did finally get into the room and release everything to my higher power, that's when I realized, oh, I really thought I had a higher power up to this point. Or I also realized that I was giving everything I wanted to my higher power, but not everything. Basically, what I was doing was stepping in God's way when things got difficult. I would say, God, you know, you've got to help me with this, but I wouldn't let him. You know, I would take the reins. And so what I have learned at this point is when I say, please help me, or higher power, please take this, I have to let him. That doesn't mean the outcome is going to be what I want. You know, it could be a very, very difficult outcome, but it's what God has in store for me. Is everything all roses and daisies and flowers? No, it's still hard. Every day I still have struggle. I still have addict children. I'm still an addict. And so I face this every day. I still have a child with cancer. But, and so everything is not perfect, but God's handling it for me. And that is what I have learned at this point, and that's what this paragraph reminds me is I do see within my fellows their recovery. I call them all the time. I follow the big book, and I follow what they say. And with that, I'll pass. And, yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
And thank you for getting us started. Oops, there's my timer. Shelley E. So although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And just let me remind you where we're at. We're on page 55, the first paragraph, yet we had been seeing another kind of light. And it ends with it to tell ourselves it wasn't true, just that one paragraph. Who would like to share?
Wendy B.
Wendy B.
Kathleen O.
Debbie B.
Elaine G.
I got Kathleen. And who was after Kathleen?
Elaine G.
Debbie.
No, there was somebody before Elaine.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. And then Elaine. Deborah G. and Elaine.
Bonnie B.
Bonnie B. Let's stop there. Good group. Wendy B., Kathleen O., Deborah G., Elaine G., and Bonnie B. Wendy, you're on. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And the line where it says, a spiritual liberation from this world, people who rose above their problems. And this sentence reminds me of page 68, where he enables us to match calamity with serenity. And I have a visual in my mind of being in a small boat, you know, taking a nap, resting peacefully while a big storm rages all around the boat, you know, yet I'm unharmed and safe. And that doesn't mean that God will shield me from all my problems and discomforts, because he won't, you know. He allows what he knows will be, you know, for my benefit. And he gives me growth opportunities to trust him through the difficulties. And in recovery, I've had, you know, a rocky marriage survive and thrive. My husband's business failed, you know, and we had to sell a home quick or we were going to lose it. And God provided a different lifestyle for us of traveling in an RV. And we had the loss of another job working at a different RV park, you know, and because of a conflict of personalities with my husband and management. And God opened up another door, you know. We found a better RV park with more perks and where they love and appreciate my husband. And, you know, I changed careers, you know, because of that too, and found my calling. And you know, there'll always be challenges, but I have faith that God is going before me, preparing the way, you know, and I get to choose to trust the doors that open, you know, that he's opening them, you know, and I just get to keep walking forward in faith, you know, that his plan is better than anything that I could have dreamed up. And, you know, I no longer need to, you know, exaggerate and dramatize the problems. I no longer, you know, project the worst case scenario and try to figure out how to address it, all the problems before they even present themselves. And you know, I just let go of trying to manage and control all the circumstances and let God be in control, trusting, you know, that this is his show. You know, this is his world to run as he sees fit. And, you know, it's just such a peaceful, serene way to live. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Wendy B. Kathleen O, followed by Deborah G. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service this morning and for the shares we've had this morning. They're great. Kathleen O, recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California, where we're getting lots of rain. Yay. So a spiritual liberation from this world, people who rose above their problems. So this is about freedom. And we all know that freedom isn't usually free. You know, I had to get out of the driver's seat. And through the steps, I found a power that solved my problems. And trust me, I had plenty of them. And every day, I must rely on that power, which is my understanding of God. And I have to rely on that power to run the show. I now wake up in the morning not thinking of food and things I can't control. I can show up for people and be counted on. Freedom for me came from being sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was tired of waking up every day swearing out the food, only to be binging an hour later. Going to bed feeling horrible, physically, mentally, because I couldn't get out of my own way. And it turns out that food was the least of my problems, you know. I needed relief from the bondage itself. And to learn that I didn't need to run the show, I didn't need to tell people what to do, I didn't need to be right. Oh my gosh, letting go of having to be right was the best thing that happened to me. I had to smash my ego. And because I had tried to let my ego run the show and it never worked, I came to this program and asked for help and the freedom came. And it wasn't always easy, but all the instructions in the big book are very simple. I just had to surrender and do the work. I wanted it. I needed it. The only thing left to do was to do it. And through the steps, I was able to learn new ways of dealing with challenges. And like most of us, I've had plenty, but freedom is no longer fighting anything or anyone, including the food. And that was a miracle for me and continues to be every day. And, you know, so today I have trust and faith. I trust God will protect me, God's grace. Faith is that which there is no evidence. I have faith that God will guide and help me. And it works, you know. And don't struggle with the God thing. We're being told to choose our own belief. So telling ourselves this isn't true is going to keep us stuck. You know, your power that will help you solve your eating problems and life problems is there inside you. Find that power and experience the freedom. And I just want to end on spiritual liberation, something I found defining that. Spiritual liberation results from discovering and expressing the intrinsic qualities of enlightened consciousness that have been ours since the moment we came into existence. Simply put, all that is required to live up to our highest potential is already inside us, awaiting our conscious activation. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Mo.
And thank you. Perfect timing. Thank you, Kathleen O. Up next is Deborah G, followed by Elaine G. Good morning, Deborah.
Oh, good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service and everyone else's service making this meeting possible. And, oh, welcome, welcome to the newcomers. I'm so, so grateful you're on the line because this paragraph is so true. And I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, and I did not get this for years and years and years in recovery, you know, in the different programs that I've been in. I just didn't get this. And, you know, people, like it said here, people were saying this, were living this, but I didn't get it. I didn't understand it, and I couldn't take it in and experience it because I was so caught up with my head, with that ego. And what I learned from continually going through the steps, repetitively going through the steps, I was like asleep, and I got more awakened and more awakened and more awakened to reality. Because all the stuff that was going on in my head, and the only thing that ego has is stuff that's not reality. Stories, these stories that I tell myself, I make stuff up, you know, in my head, because I'm not connected, you know. And what I learned, my sponsor continues to remind me, to stay connected to that divine order, to that divine loving presence. Rest in that love. Rest in that stillness. Rest in that here and now. And I read recently, the over-defended ego always sees, hates, and attacks in other people its own faults, the parts of ourselves that we struggle to acknowledge. And the false self starts to shed itself. That's how I felt. The false self started to shed itself, and I got more connected with that beautiful, divine, loving presence that is all divine order that is in this moment. That is stillness. Just love. Just feel that love. And then take that out into the world. Ah, that spiritual liberation of when I can love and love out into the world. Take that out. That's when I feel that freedom, when I feel that experience. And I didn't know that for many, many years. And I can still go to sleep with the stories. But now, because of doing the work, I'm more aware when I go to the story. I may linger for a while, or I may say, oh, that's just a story, and come back to the reality of divine loving presence and divine order. Thank you.
And thank you, Deborah G. Up next is Elaine G., followed by Bonnie B., and then I'll take another lineup of names. Elaine, good morning.
This is Elaine G. from New York. I'm so glad to be in vision for you. I really am. I'm not going to be able to take a whole hour of this today because I have to exercise and go somewhere. But anyway, getting a half hour is good too. But anyway, they say making part of a meeting is better than making no meeting, you know? What I was thinking about with this paragraph was that when I came into OA, I was ecstatic. I really was. I mean, like, my first meeting was at this meeting in Jamaica, I think it was, this big meeting. And everybody, came in and welcomed me, hugs and kisses, you know? But anyway, I just felt a lot of hope. A lot of hope that if they could do it, you know, and they were talking about compulsive eating just like me, that I'm not alone. I could, you know, I can do this with God's help. I have these little things on my stevia packets that have these little sayings, and I always say at the end of it, I can do this with God's help, you know? And it's true. It's true. I mean, I can really do this with God's help. Every day when I get up, I always say to God, please give me the willingness to do the things I need to do today. And he does. He really does. But you know something? When I take it back, which I sometimes do, my day does not turn out well. I mean, today I'm going to go to my senior center, you know, this meditation for an hour, and this other group. This is something I really look forward to. And all the ladies are very friendly and nice. Nice place to be. And I had a lot of hope. How is my abstinence? Well, I don't have any abstinence, really. But, you know, I don't give up. I don't give up on myself. Oh, no. And, you know, my sister, maybe Robert, you could say a little prayer for her. She's doing her own will now, my sister. And just like me. And she's not able to call up doctors, make appointments, this and that. At least I'm doing that. I pray to God to help me make these doctor's appointments, which I did for the gastroenterologist, urologist. I may have to go to orthopedist tomorrow. I made an appointment I'm having trouble with my neck and back and all that. And but you know, this is what happens at my age. I'm 72 already, you know. And I get upset when I look in the mirror and I see these little crow's feet coming from my, you know, from my eyes there, the lines. And some days I look at myself in the mirror and I say, hey, I like the way I look. And other days when I'm feeling kind of negative, I say, oh, God, you're really heavy.
Time.
Excuse me?
Yeah, time.
Oh, it's time? Okay, thank you.
And thanks, Elaine G. And before I take Bonnie B., let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 55, the first paragraph. Yet we had been seeing another kind of flight, and it ends with, to tell ourselves it wasn't true. And after Bonnie, I'll take another lineup of names. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Mo. I'm going to start my timer right now. Good morning, everyone. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful shares. What a powerful little paragraph we have today. So we have been seeing another kind of flight, a spiritual liberation. When I read that, I thought to myself, instantly my head went to page 84, where it says, we cease fighting everything and everyone. That was the ticket for me. You know, that is that fourth dimension. Not that life doesn't happen, but I was watching other people who in the middle of life weren't fighting it. So I was seeing this thing. I was seeing this liberation in other people in this program that I so desperately wanted. And I came in thinking it was about the weight. And what I realized is it's not about the weight. It was about my head. It was about what was in my head. And so this spiritual liberation for me was freedom from holding on to everything that I couldn't hold on to. I was watching people who were rising above that. This to me is a prayer, and it's also a promise in this little paragraph. There's a spiritual release for me. And what happens is, as others have shared, little by little, God removes the blinders. I think back to when my dad had cataract surgery, and you know, he said, oh, man, Bonnie, everything is just like so much clearer. And this is what I think about this program. As I stay in the middle of it, connected to God, doing my best to yield all that I have to him every single day. Again, not my list, but my heart, because he wants my heart. He reveals more and more. The big book in different places will call them, cataracts or bedevilments or, these things that separate me from being able to remain in a position where I am fit spiritually so I can be of service to him and other people. We have seen in this program this kind of flight. You know, another one of my favorite books says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. You know, I uppercase the word yet because I don't think I'll ever arrive. And I can say that having, gotten to my ideal body weight, been there for 2 years, the arrive I'm talking about is that freedom to no longer have to manage or control all the details. That's what I'm asking God to set me free from, where I can completely open the palms of my hands every single day and release all of it to him. And then, as others have said, really just enjoy life. Because when I'm free, I get to share that with others, and all roads always go back to God in the end. And so grateful for this program, grateful for each of you. Thank you, Mo, again for leading, and a warm welcome to all the newcomers. Blessings, and I will pass.
Thank you, Bonnie B. Okay, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So with that, I'll take another list of names.
Morning, Mo. And Michelle J.
Michelle J.
Adrian M.
Adrian M.
Don B.
Dawn B.
Divya VG.
Divya VG. One more. Okay, we'll go with that lineup. Not to,
Denise C.
Denise C. Okay, we'll stop there. Denise C. Okay, we have Michelle J., Adrian M., Dawn B., Sivia V. G., and Denise C. All right. Everyone else mute your phone except Michelle J. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mo, and all my lovely friends out there. Wow, this is a jam-packed little paragraph here for me. Another kind of flight. Where am I in program? Oh, heavenly days. Sometimes I just don't know because it's another kind of flight. The one thing that I've always banked on since the get-go 4 years ago is God made it possible. Okay, God made things possible. When I look back at these alcoholics, it was all kinds of things, and alcohol was their go-to mostly. Mine was food, mostly. But when you get rid of that, when I get rid of that, all of a sudden there's things that I don't, you know, I like to tell myself it's not true. Like, it's not true that maybe I'm getting sick because I don't want to deal with something. Ah, maybe I'm shopping because I just don't want to deal with something. I don't even know if that something is. But lately, God is saying, why do you eat what you eat? Or why do you do what you do? And in the 4 years I've been in program, there's all these eye openings. And some people will smile probably when I'm talking, go, wow. You know, it's so much more. And Harlan always says such a good job of explaining it. But it's like, it's not the food. It wasn't the alcohol. It was. Our brains, our actual minds are so incredible. They're going to be self-serving. They're going to be self-protective. They're going to avoid, consciously or unconsciously, things are happening. And God reveals to me a lot, something new to work on, something new to work on. And it's amazing. I don't know where I am in program these days, because it's like, I may be neutral in the food right now, but by gum, there's so much going on, and I'm just happy to be in program. I'm happy for all of you, and I know this probably didn't make no sense to anybody, but I'm on a journey, and I'm loving it, always going forward, always learning more, and always becoming more free and more liberated. Anyways, with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Michelle J. Adrian M. is up next, followed by Dawn B. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, everyone. This is Adrian M. from Florida, and I am a real compulsive overeater. You all are showing me that God, how God is making things possible in your life. And I am realizing it too. And I'm also recognizing now when I'm allowing, as it says on page 53, crushed by self imposed crisis, when I'm off the beam, when I'm off-centered, when I get to step back and be able to relax and release and let go to God, I'm really getting to practice this and have that spiritual release. And it is amazing how spirit is showing up in my life, and life is unfolding beyond my wildest dreams. Things are just happening, and it's because I stopped fighting. I've gotten out of fight or flight, and I am having a spiritual liberation with my food, with people, with places, with things, and I'm having a peace, a serenity, which is just wonderful. And that's all I have to share. Thanks for everybody's service. Have a great day, and I will pass.
Thank you, Adrian M. Up next is Dawn B, followed by Sivia VG. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you. This is Dawn B, recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. And I'm so happy to be on the line this morning. So I am a mother of four. Three of my young adult children have autism. They are significantly impacted. Two of my sons may not live on their own, be able to do that. One very, very severe, essentially nonverbal son. And then I have a husband who's a cancer survivor. He's on a feeding tube with ongoing chronic health issues. But because of this program, because of the spiritual liberation and the experience of the 12 steps, I am living a life beyond my wildest dreams. I'm down over 120 pounds from my top weight. I'm at a normal BMI. And that's after 35 years of failure in the rooms when I wasn't able to get abstinent more than 3 days here, 7 days there, 21 days once or twice. But now it's 11 years that I've been abstaining. And that is absolutely a miracle. That is absolutely God doing for me what I could not do for myself. But the weight, the abstinence, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The massive portion below the water is my emotional sobriety. It's living a life, regardless of my circumstances, living a life filled with peace. And with a practice, the 12 steps directs me back to focusing on relying on my higher power and relaxing and releasing my problems and giving them over to my higher power through the 12 steps. And it's a beautiful, beautiful way of life, and I'm so grateful for it. It is a flight. It is a spiritual liberation that rises me above my problems and gives me a sense of peace regardless of circumstances, and that's what this program teaches. I come in, I'm seeking my ease and comfort from food. I put the food down and I realize, wow, I am really trying to seek my ease and comfort from trying to control others and circumstances. And this beautiful program teaches me one day at a time, one moment at a time, to seek my ease and comfort from my higher power. So now, moment by moment, I get to practice reminding myself, how can I best serve you, God? Your will, not mine, be done. And so each moment I'm saying, God, your will is my only goal. And whatever that will is, God, I accept it, I welcome it, and I say thank you. May your will be done, not mine. Your will be done, not mine. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
And thank you, Dawn B. Next is Vivia VG, followed by Denise C., and we may have time for one or two more shares after Denise. Good morning, Vivia.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Very well.
Oh, perfect. Good morning. Thank you, Mo. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And I am grateful because today we get a respite from the rain, at least for today or this morning. It's not raining. I'm calling in from the Sierra Nevada foothills in Northern California. And we've had a lot of rain, and I am so grateful for this rain. Thank you, God, because things are just drying out, and I'm tired of fires and smoke in the summer. Okay, so I love that paragraph. Sometimes this belief can get obscured by calamity, as it will say in the following paragraph. And, you know, we all can list all the, you know, okay, I'm going to throw a bit of Yiddish. There's a word called Tsurus, T-S-U-R-O-U-S. I don't know how to spell it, but it means troubles. We all have our list of troubles. You know, my husband has this new degenerative disease. My kids did this, blah, blah, blah. You know, and we could allow that to obscure our beliefs. Once we have been through the steps and we believe in something greater than ourselves, more infinite than ourselves, that occasionally these things, you know, our beliefs start falling apart, this belief in a source greater than ourselves. And for me, it sometimes can be hard to get back there, and it's just through prayer and meditation. Sometimes hanging on by a thread, I need this program more when I'm going through difficult times, and yet there's a tendency to step back and away from it. And we need to lean in and surrender and not worry about all the details. I think someone else said that our higher powers will handle for us if we let that higher power do so. And, you know, planning our big vacation trip of a lifetime, it's almost 4 weeks to the Middle East, and, you know, I panic about this and that. It's like, you know what? I have trip insurance. Anytime I want, I can cancel, and I get all my payments recovered. You know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to travel, and that's a blessing, and I have to remember that that's a blessing. And that my higher power gave me the wherewithal, both financially as well as mentally, to deal with this on top of working with my husband's health issues. So anyway, bless you all. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again, I'm sure. I pass.
Thank you, Sivia VG. Denise C. is next, and after Denise, I can take maybe two or three more names. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. I'm Denise C. from Tennessee. I'm nervous this morning, but I felt compelled to get on. I'm so thankful for this program. I am 32 days abstinent today, and it's because of this program and the people of OA and New Visions that I didn't give up. There were days I wanted to give up, but I didn't. And I'm learning to trust my higher power, to believe in my higher power. And my higher power, which is God, will get me through anything if I just take action. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm taking action. I would rather go to a dentist and get a root canal than speak. But I know I'm going to get through this, and I just want to share with all the newcomers, don't give up. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. This program works, and I'm learning each and every day. If I just do what my sponsor says and surrender, truly surrender, anything is possible. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you, Denise C. Congratulations on 32 days. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. And we're reading the first paragraph at the top of page 55. It begins with, yet we had been seeing another kind of light. And it ends with, to tell ourselves it wasn't true. Who would like to share?
Nirvana A.
Nirvana A.
Laureen W.
Laureen W.
Lois P.
Lois, we'll see if we could get you in there, Lois, okay? Lois
sure.
P. All right. We have Nirvana A, Laureen W., and Lois P. Good morning, Nirvana.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. Good morning, everyone. This is Nirvana A. from Northern California. And for me, the spiritual liberation came when I stopped comparing myself to other people. If I went to a yoga class, I compared myself to the yoga teacher, and I wanted to be as good as her. At school, I would see the stay-home moms, and they would be reading books, and I wanted to be like them. And then finally, I realized I just have to, like my sponsor said, throw out the word comparison, competition, and just now, if these thoughts come to me, I just think of them as clouds in the sky, and I just let them go past me. And that has really, really helped me. And so now I just say, okay, God, what would you like me to do? And I just listen to it. Like yesterday, it was a small cue. God said, call this person. And I didn't even know why I had to call this person. But I said, okay, God wants me to call this person, and I did. And that person said, oh, it's my birthday, and I was asking God to send me love, and you called me. So little things like this, now I'm having more faith to follow through with these small hunches that I'm getting. So for all the newcomers, you know, you don't have to believe anything we say at the moment, but stay in the rooms long enough, and these things will also come for you. And with that, I pass, and everyone have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, Nirvana. Up next is Lorraine W., followed by Lois P. Good morning, Lorraine.
This is Lorraine W., a very active member of Visions for You and Overeaters Anonymous for 31 years now. And I want to thank Mo H. and all the people of Visions. This paragraph really hit me today because it says, people who rose above their problems, but God made things possible. On September 27th, I was in a terrible auto accident. I was the only person injured, and I was injured a lot with multiple trauma and still in therapy today. However, God brought me through that accident because the EMTs thought I wouldn't have survived. And I was able, with God's help, not only to survive, but to be back wearing a shoe today after breaking my ankle and breaking my wrist, my sternum, ribs, and other things. Thank you, God, for bringing me this far. But the important thing I want to relate is God allowed me and gave me the opportunity to really think consciously about my program, really consciously about looking at my food. Yes, I've been abstinent for sugar and flour for many, many years, yet there were other items that I had to remove along the way. And God allowed me to do that. He showed me by allowing me to obsess over something to know that that food was not good for me. Was it sugar and flour? No. But I just want to let newcomers or people that have had relapses like myself to just stay until the miracle happens. I've had a miracle in my life. I've had many losses in my life, including two brother-in-laws this year. And I know and I appreciate programs so much that I've been able to listen actively many more days because I was out of work. And hopefully I'll get back to work and still be able to make the opportunity for myself to listen every day to Visions for You, because this is the big book and this is the solution to my problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine W. And Lois P., I'll give you 2 minutes. Is that okay?
Thank you so much. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. So I realized that the heaviness that I manifested in my body, all that overweight, was really existing, as many people have already said, in my own mind. And so to find spiritual liberation from this world, literally from this world, to be free from it, I had to get rid of the weight in my thinking, in my actions, in my insecurities, my fears, all of the things that I used to run me and hold me down and make me fat. I had to give up those inner qualities, that self, in order to be free. And in giving up that little self and allowing myself to rest into this divine power that knows everything, I have found spiritual liberation. And everything changes. It's a beautiful life to know that all is well. I don't have to run anything, just to sit back, be weightless, and just trust, and then all things come to pass, and all is well. Thank you so much for letting me share, Mo. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Lois, and thank you for keeping it short so we can end on time. And so I want to thank everyone who gave service at this meeting, and all those who shared, and all those who attended. So we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Leslie M. to read a vision for you. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. I'm Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.